Welcome back to Italy Echo. This is your hostess, Viviana Dragani. Welcome back to the only bilingual show in the greater Boston area. Today we're going to talk about music with Margarita Shramrakov. Hi, Margarita. How are you today?
Hi, Viviana. How are you? It's so good to be here.
I'm very, very good. It's a wonderful day and I'm so happy, so excited to host you. So you are a Ukrainian American citizen, right? And why are you so proud of your legacy? And did your origins affect your creativity and art?
I don't know if I'm proud of my legacy. I wouldn't say that because I just feel like, you know, this is where I come from. It's not something that I've earned or something that I've worked hard. This is just, I was born in Ukraine and I immigrated to the United States 20 years ago. And I've been living in New York. I am actually a United States citizen. I do not have a dual citizenship. So I've been living in New York. I live in New York with my daughter.
Okay. And how is the music scene in New York City?
Well, right now it's non-existent because of COVID. it's just been stay at home. Hopefully it will open up. But before COVID, it was pretty, you know, there are a lot of open mics. There's always clubs are open. Bands are always playing. So I have not performed the past 3 years because I gave birth to my daughter, and so I've just been working home,
busy
on music, yeah, and basically staying with my toddler. But I would love to start performing again.
Right. Okay, so is there something that you want to share with our audience about your difficult past and childhood and how this affected your music production?
Yeah, thank you, Viviana. That's a great question. I think my life has been like really filled with a lot of struggles since I was a little girl because, you know, I come from a very broken home. It was like a dysfunctional home in some ways. We were very poor. Like sometimes we had nothing to eat in Ukraine. My mom got into an abusive relationship when I was a kid. So I was growing up with her abusive boyfriend. And I was pretty depressed when I was a kid. Then I had an opportunity. My dad lives in United States. So my dad made me an invitation. And actually, I came here as a Jewish refugee. But my dad was here in United States. So that's how I came here. And I really did not want to leave my family in Ukraine because I grew up with my mom. But my mom felt like we had nothing to eat. We have nowhere to live. And she kind of pushed me to come here. And then when I came here, I've been on my own. And it's been really, really hard. But now I'm okay, I guess, you know, because I have a place to stay, I work on my music, I have a wonderful daughter, so this is my home now, but it's been, it's been a really, really hard pass for me. Yeah.
Okay, and this is reflected in your music somehow?
I think so, yeah, because I write songs, you know, and I know you're a musician as well. So, you know, you write songs from the heart and things that you see and things that you feel and things that other people feel, things that maybe you find unfair, things that mean a lot to you. Or maybe it's just when you write music, it's a sort of communication, you're trying to express something that maybe words cannot express, or you don't even have the language capacity to express that. So I think music has been my it's like my secret, I guess. I feel it's like my sacred space where I can be truly, truly myself and truly just almost like my church, you know, like, or if you believe in God or if you believe in, you know, it's like my place where I feel like I speak to God. I mean, if you could say that, but it's something divine for me.
Wonderful. So let's talk about your music and where can we listen to it and what future plans do you have?
That's so because my last name is so complicated, if you just search Margarita, and you could search by my first name and you could search by Margarita Music, New York, and I think it should come up. Just very simple Google, it should come up, or you could search Margarita Tragedy or Margarita Shum. I mean, I think it will come up. You don't need to spell my last name. I'm everywhere. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Spotify, I'm on SoundCloud. Yeah, so like I think there's a lot of links. You can purchase my music or listen to it for free pretty much anywhere.
Okay, which songs are we going to play for our audience today?
I don't know which songs.
Oh, what are your favorites? And I'm gonna play them.
Oh, I think I sent you one, right?
Think so. Yeah, just.
Okay, but you want me. I don't have favorite because as a musician and as you know, like your favorite song is the one that you're working on currently, and then you worked on it, and then you move on to the next one. So I think I sent you the greatest love story ever told. I think I
Yes,
sent you
correct.
that one.
And
Yeah, and Meaning of Life, but that's the one that I don't sing. I just play piano.
I do not want to die alone.
Oh my goodness, yes. Okay. So those are like recent songs, but I'm working on new stuff. I think maybe I don't want to die alone today because that yeah, that song is just about loneliness, and that song is about, I mean, it's kind of paradox, right? Because I'm saying I don't want to die alone, but in a way we all die alone. So it's I guess I wish, I don't know, I wish we never died, or I don't know, we went to heaven or somewhere. To meet with our loved ones. So I think that song is about kind of like understanding how fragile life is, how everybody's struggling, and how it's like this is it, you know, like so every day could be your last day. It just kind of like maybe, you know, I love to read a lot of books about the universe and the like. I'm learning a book, like I'm reading a book about planets right now, you know, and it teaches you, and it's just the vastness of everything and how, you know, there's some planets or there's some that just like for billions and billions of years, nothing is happening. Or like on Earth, like, you know, for I think 3 billion years, there was just like bacteria living for 3 billion years on Earth. So it just like makes you realize, I mean, I guess how lucky you were here, that you were here, you know, for this brief, it's like your life is just such a brief amount of time, and the vastness of it, and the maybe, are you significant? Are you insignificant? Because you're so small compared to the whole universe, and it's just mind blowing. So I think that song is like kind of like I tried to capture all of that in it. Yeah, we could play that one.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, an honor to host you today.
Rihanna,
And
same way. I feel the same way about you. Thank you so
thank
much.
you.
That was
And
very
best of luck
helpful.
with all of your projects.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank
Bye.
you, Margarita.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I would take flight with you without safety net, without parachute.